Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, well, Brinson, thank you
so much. Freebird.
Yeah, I think we're using Freebird too. Yeah, that one was a curious one. But there's a lot of there's some really good tracks. And then there's some, again, high comedy. Speaking of high comedy.
This is bizarre, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't get no satisfaction with Pink and Brandi Carlile. Sure.
I think we're using that one too. Yeah. Okay. I'll stop. Speaking of high comedy, for a couple of seconds here, the Panthers, who did some good things, they committed to running the ball early, and it looked good. They just didn't get anything out of it, and ultimately, I'm willing to die on this hill. Like, there are reasons why the Panthers are where they are, and I don't think they're going to win another game. And I think if I ranked the reasons, the first is the owner,
yep,
who has a hiring problem across sports. It's not just the Panthers. He has a hiring problem when it comes to his soccer team.
The Panthers
too.
Have a David Tepper problem.
Yep. They have a personnel problem, which is the most glaring thing about this team, especially in the offensive side of the ball. And then we can get to the fact that the coaching staff hasn't really helped over the course of this season. But their personnel it might be the worst in the league on the offensive side of the ball, no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that certainly I don't want to disparage the offensive line too badly on these airwaves, because especially this week, want to keep motivation, you know, keep morale high
right.
on this the most thankful of weeks. And you know, as Dave Doran said, want that defense coming out salty. But skill position wise, it's hard to find a group that's worse than the Panthers. I mean, I mean, Adam Thielen's been very good for what he's supposed to be.
Right, he's essentially a tight end.
He's a shorter, skinnier tight end. He needs to be your number two or your number three in an offense if you want to be dynamic. There's a look at Minnesota, right? They let Adam Thielen walk and replace him with Jordan Addison.
Right.
And I realize that's a first round pick. That's hard to do, but the Panthers did have DJ Moore on the roster. This is a 7-point. So my podcast colleague RJ White said he thought that we could see the teams who have Thanksgiving home games, particularly San Francisco, huge favorite, Detroit, huge favorite, Dallas, huge favorite on Thanksgiving, sort of sleepwalk into these Sunday games. And you kind of got that from Dallas a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was 10-0, then the Panthers, you know, 17-3, and then the Panthers cut it to 17-10 late in the third quarter, and then it was just bang, 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 and Dallas, Dallas managed to just sort of take off and put it away. It turned into a massive blowout. I think that, you got the sleepwalking Cowboys. You need to take advantage, and they didn't do it. They just don't have the personnel to do it, and
nor
is really like they just don't have anything. And it's glaring and sad, and it's probably going to cost them the first overall pick.
Oh yeah, but they'll have the 33rd overall pick.
Isn't that exciting?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like
maybe 31 other teams will get in trouble with the NFL and lose their first round pick between now and May, and they'll actually have the first pick and have the second pick.
And who knows? Maybe Carolina can then trade that. Can they trade up? I don't know, because that's what they do.
With the Bears?
That's what they do better than anything.
Wouldn't surprise me at all if an entirely new group of people were in charge of the draft. I think the fact that, and Joe Person wrote about this for the Athletic, the fact that Frank Wright went back to play calling after just three games would lead me to believe that he has heard something from his
he's coaching for his job.
Suggesting that this whole staff will be cleaned out after eight games if they finish with the worst record in football.
Oh, they're going to finish with the worst. I don't even care who they've got left on the schedule. Everybody they play is better than them. The only Tommy DeVito
behind a terrible Giants offensive line with just as bad skill position guys looked like looked sharper at times than
Well, this is not about I am convinced.
Anyway,
I am convinced that Bryce Young is going to be excellent. I am 100% convinced of it. He has zero help. He's not getting help from the coaching staff. He's not getting help from his teammates. His offensive line is bad. They can't pass protect at all. 7 sacks, 20 sacks in the last 4 weeks. And it's just, they're helpless. I know he's making mistakes.
They've got the Titans, who are not very good at all. The Titans are a really bad team. The Buccaneers have given up 2 of the biggest passing games. They had Brock Purdy gave up a perfect passer rating, and then in the C.J. Stroud game where he broke the rookie record for passing yards. They had the Buccaneers twice down the stretch. They have to look. Frank Reich can save his job if they look competent offensively. They haven't scored more than 24 points. They scored more than 24 points or 20 points 3 times this season, all in blowouts. Go score 20 points against the Titans and the Bucs, man. Just go do it. Find a way.
They're not going to. Look, I hope they do. But I don't. Whether or not I wouldn't even fire Frank Reich. I don't think he's the guy.
I wouldn't either.
I don't think he's the guy that's going to get you where you want to be. But to be honest, if you're David Tepper, I would just let this coaching staff roll even another year. You just need better personnel. I wish that it would be better for Scott Fitterer, but man, 3 years of this, there's nothing. There's really nothing. What have they successfully grabbed out of the draft in 3 years?
Well, I mean, but don't we believe that David Tepper basically forced the hand of Scott Fitterer? And that's a Scott Fitterer choice too. Like,
but he drafted the other players.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, Jonathan Mingo has not been very good. They just maybe need to stop drafting from Ole Miss. Like, Matt Corral and Jonathan Mingo, what are we doing here?
They traded up to draft Mingo. They traded up to draft DJ Johnson. It's terrible.
Jalen Carter was drafted 9th overall. Just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Jalen Carter, Andy Dalton, and your first round pick with a 1-9 team would be pretty good right now.
Yes, it would, and you'd still have DJ Moore.
Probably wouldn't be 1-9, honestly.
Probably not, but I also believe that DJ Moore is a number 2 receiver on a good team, but that's another story altogether. Regardless of what happens at Frank Reich, if he does get got, he's not going to be alone. Brandon Staley, I think you can tell it's getting to him finally. And no, really, Ron Rivera, you're going to lose to the Giants twice?
Do you know who the only team in NFL history to ever lose in the same season to Tyrod Taylor and Tommy DeVito is? it's Washington, because Tommy DeVito is an undrafted rookie and probably the worst starting quarterback in professional football right now. Shout out to Danny DeVito's nephew. Who
is he? Danny DeVito's nephew?
No. I like to pretend.
Okay, that's fine.
Makes it way more interesting. He actually played really well. I mean, the dude has no business being an NFL starting quarterback, and he beat Washington.
Go Syracuse
yesterday,
right? He wasn't a Syracuse guy. He knows Dino Babers is getting the exit.
You know, he got fired yet? I thought he got fired yesterday.
Yeah, he knew it yesterday. I think maybe he heard about it before the game.
Maybe it was an homage to Dino.
Balling out for Dino.
Blaine's guy, Dino. I think with the Washington thing, it's a matter of on the podcast we read Magic Johnson tweets after all of the Washington losses, which is amusing. But I think it's like, if you're Josh Harris and Magic Johnson, this ownership group, and you've just come in after Dan Snyder, who's constantly doing things the wrong way, don't you just sort of let good guy Ron Rivera play out the full season?
Yes.
You don't want to fire an owner. No. You don't want to fire a coach. But I mean, this is over.
There's no reason to fire
a
coach in the middle of the season unless you're trying to resurrect a season that should be going differently. I don't know that Washington's any good. You just can't lose twice in famous fashion to a bad Giants team.
Giants team's terrible. Yeah, you can't get swept by the Giants. I mean, it's pretty much like that simple, you know?
All right. look, let Rivera play out the season, and then maybe you keep him in the organization. Any organization is better with Ron Rivera in it, but he wants to be a coach.
By the way, if you reverse sweep the Giants, you beat the Giants, you beat Tyrod Taylor, you beat Tommy DeVito, you are 6-5, and you are currently in the playoffs.
Right.
And now the Dolphins, I almost called him the R word.
You did.
Would have to put something in the swear jar. The Commanders would have, they're at the Cowboys and versus the Dolphins next. So good luck with that.
No, this is kind of where they belong anyway. They're not very good. And maybe I'm different. I talked to, Chick Hernandez, is now at WUSA TV in DC. And I asked him a couple of weeks ago, Sam Howell still the guy, and they are all in on Sam Howell. And no offense, but I'm not. I like Sam. I love his enthusiasm and his energy. I just don't think he's a top half of the league starting quarterback. I don't think he's one. I mean, if you have a really good team around him, I think he isn't going to hurt you. I think he's a backup. But they look at him as the starter, and that is a mistake in my opinion. But I guess I've been wrong before.
With Washington, the one thing to watch about the in-season firing, if it were to happen, they do have a Week 14 bye. Which, I mean, if they lose by 30 plus points to the Cowboys and the Dolphins, which is totally within reason, the Cowboys, of course, on that Thanksgiving game. I don't think it would be insane if Ron Rivera was removed mid-season. Right now, maybe you wanted to play it out because you currently have the 7th overall pick. You're 4-7. You're likely going to be 4-9 if the Patriots and Cardinals, at least frisky, I guess. The Bears have looked kind of frisky. The Giants obviously beat they have a tiebreaker over you. Titans ahead of you. I mean, like they can definitely creep into a let's double down on these Carolina quarterbacks and draft Drake May at like 3 or 4.
And they can hire Mac Brown to be the head coach.
Oh, that's yeah. I heard he's isn't he retiring.
Well, who knows, right? I mean, that is a topic of conversation for maybe even later
today. Mac should
stay
forever. Mac should coach Carolina forever.
Oh, you're such a State fan, Will Brinson. one of the many reasons I love you. Senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 podcast moderator. This has nothing to do with what happened yesterday, but I talked about it on Friday. Are the Bengals as an organization in trouble for not disclosing the fact that Joe Burrow was absolutely injured going into that Thursday night game?
In the sense of like they might get fined or lose. They're in trouble because now I think the bigger concern is, what's the long-term injury prognosis for torn ligaments in a wrist for a quarterback? I mean, that's not something you hear about that often. And I mean, like Joe Burrow, I have pretty good faith in to return from injury because we've seen him do it before. But that's an ACL now. It's a tour. I mean, like Joe Burrow is a top-tier NFL quarterback. Like he's up there in the elite of the elite, as far as I'm concerned, especially when the chips are on the table and you need somebody to step up and be clutch. But it's several major injuries early in his career. He signed to a huge contract. I don't think you can know if you suffer an injury like that in the middle of November exactly how you're going to return the following season. Like I think he's got enough time where he'll be fine for training camp and all that. But, I mean, torn ligaments in your wrist is a concern. Like that's – I mean, you've – and I know that this is not – comparable at all, but like, we play golf. You have a wrist injury is a debilitating injury, particularly when you think about like how you need to be able to throw the football. And so he couldn't grip it on the sidelines. I think that's my bigger concern than the Bengals getting in trouble with the NFL. I don't think they're going to like strip him of a first round picker.
If I'm the NFL, that to me, that's $1 million fine.
Sure. Especially look, I mean, the NFL is taking in hundreds of millions of dollars in gambling revenue.
And even if they weren't, it's a fine because the whole reason for the injury report is for gambling purposes. The whole reason. Otherwise, who cares?
Right. Right.
I'm
with you 100%.
If it wasn't about gambling, they wouldn't even have an injury report.
I think teams should be hammered for violating the injury report.
Yeah, personally. I mean, they have to. And Zach Taylor flat out lied in the post game. Was he?
When Burrow's like his compression sleeve. So
I mean, he had like he looked like a professional bowler. He had one of those bowling braces on his hand. All right, to yesterday. So this is now two games in a row that the 49ers have had Trent Williams on the field, and it looks like the 49ers, albeit I don't think they were awesome. Maybe it was the kind of getting, you know, knowing that you have to play on Thanksgiving Day. Maybe it was that. But the 49ers, when Trent Williams is there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, to me, it might not even be about
Bowles, Debo. Todd Bowles is getting fired too, probably. I mean, he's a defensive coach. And like I mentioned, the Buccaneers have given up some really bad games to.
Okay, I'm not sitting here arguing for Todd Bowles, who seems like a pretty decent dude.
Great guy.
But aren't the Buccaneers finally paying the bill for what they did?
Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians scooted out, and Todd Bowles has the check.
They stretched their salary cap, right? They paid out their salary cap over time so they could keep all those players, and now they don't have.
Wouldn't
the same
lose. Roster. I wouldn't lose. I wouldn't want to lose to the Panthers twice down the stretch if I were Todd Bowles. That's all I'm saying.
They'll beat the Panthers both.
Probably won't. As far as the 49ers go, I mean, this is a team that is, you know, they came out and stomped people for the first five games of the season. Now, granted, Giants, Cardinals, Steelers, in hindsight, not as great. But, I mean, they, like, hammered the Cowboys on that Sunday night game. Then you lose a two-point game to the Browns, lose a five-point game to the Vikings, who were just a wild, insane
team. They blew both of those. They should have won both those games.
Yeah, it could easily be 7-0 at that point. The Bengals – and that's the other thing, too, is if you take those three losses and sprinkle them throughout the season instead of having back-to-back-to-back, then, like, it's not as big a deal. They get the bye. They destroy Jacksonville. They take care of business against Tampa Bay. And now they get at Seattle on Thanksgiving night before a matchup against the Eagles, and then another one versus the Seahawks. Seahawks, are, by the way, might be in trouble. Trent Williams and Debo Samuel just make a huge difference. Ben Ayuk is probably has probably taken over the role of most underrated wide receiver in the NFL now.
All right, real quick before we get to we have to let you go because you have a busy day.
Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving. Let me ask you about the Thanksgiving Day games. We do now have three of them, and then we have the Black Friday game. If I were the Jets, I would just go shopping and not even worry about the game. Seriously, they went from Zach Wilson's our guy. He's our guy. He's our guy. There's nobody else. And then all of a sudden, here's Tim Boyle or whatever his name is, Todd Boyle, Brian Boyle. I don't know. Here's the new guy. It didn't look dramatically different, by the way.
No.
So, what is? I mean, is that entirely about the offensive line? Because there's enough skill. They have a great running back, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Lazard is a decent number two. Tight ends don't look terrible. They just cannot block, and their quarterbacks are awful.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Saleh is his issue is that he's just put himself out there as, like, the Zach Wilson guy. Like, he backs Zach Wilson no matter what. And so it's like, even if the offensive line is the problem, it's like you're still – you know, that's on Joe Douglas. I mean, it's just a
–
it's an organizational-wide, you know, failure there. But, like, I don't think that I don't think that I would be out there, like, being like, Zach's our guy, Zach's our guy, Zach's our guy. And then be like, oh, crap, Zach's not our guy. I mean –
But they knew Zach wasn't the – here's the thing. There's no way.
I don't think they're going to make wholesale changes – just like I think the Aaron Rodgers injury bought him a year. It's just like you don't need to lay yourself out there like that with this Zach Wilson stuff.
The real problem for the Jets happened at the draft. They flipped picks with Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they basically moved themselves out of the offensive line sweepstakes.
Yeah.
They needed offensive line upgrades and didn't do it. And they hoped that their line would simply either A, stay healthy, or B, get better, and
Broderick Jones, who they reportedly wanted, went. So they were at 13. They went to 15 with that flip with the Packers. Broderick Jones, who they were definitely interested in, went 14th to the Steelers. Peter Skoronski, with the Titans at 11. I think he's been okay. Darnell Wright, 10 to the Bears. I mean, like, this is like the those three guys, they needed one of those three guys. I mean, like, Broderick Jones would be awesome right now with the Jets, unfortunately.
They should have traded up to get one of those guys. And that was the mistake. Look, they were hoping that Aaron Rodgers would stay healthy, whether that's smart or not. But they just didn't want to, like, kick Zach Wilson to the curb when they still had to pay him. So they thought, well, Zach Wilson can be our backup and get us out of a game if we have to. But obviously that wasn't the case. Packers, Lions. Lions are legit. I'm not buying Green Bay. Oh, Brandon Staley is out, correct? He's not going to survive the year.
I thought you meant
Brandon Staley for the Chargers, because they just lost to the Packers.
I think that he will probably survive this season because the Spanish family is cheap. But I mean, okay, no guarantees,
point.
Certainly.
Good point. Yeah.
Lions are legit. Lions were our midseason Super Bowl pick. They asked us to make our new pick, so I picked Lions over Jaguars just to be frisky.
All right. Of the four games we're going to see over this holiday season, the average point spread is about 8.5. That's always good. There is one game that will likely be, I don't know, is it going to be good because Geno Smith has a triceps injury and he's been playing poorly anyway? 49ers Seahawks, the only game maybe worth watching?
No, I think they'll all be fun. Commanders Cowboys will be explosive. I think Sam Howell, you'll see, put up a ton of points. Cowboys will put up a ton of points. Be an aerial explosion. And then, like, you know, the Packers, the Lions aren't afraid to get into a shootout. And Jordan Love, I think it's a testament to the Chargers defense. But Jordan Love actually be a first 300-yard passing game last week. So I think we could see a lot of points in all three of these games.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Shilling for the league. We'll have maybe one competitive game there, I believe. I think 49ers Seahawks has a chance to be competitive, but you're the expert. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator, my friend.
And owner of the currently playoff-bound fantasy team named Snack Brown. So
that's Snack Brown, very good.
Snack Brown.
Smack Brown. But who do you like, State or Carolina, and why?
I think you know who I like. I think it'll be a close competitive game. Both teams will play hard, and I'm sure that both teams will be equally motivated to have an exciting finale to the season. Go Pack.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you, man.
Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator.
Have you done Fayetteville? Have you walked among the dinosaurs and then the roses? Have you cheered on the home team or zipped through the trees? Have you done North Carolina history while experiencing history in the making? Find art, find culture, find adventure. Explore the nightlife, then make your day. If you're looking for a place off the beaten path that's actually right next door, visit Fayetteville, North Carolina. Have you done it yet? Plan your trip at distinctlyfayettevillenc.com.